And of course, as you know by now, we're working our way through different ways to speak out loud, whether it be using a script or whether it be using not a script. But essentially, all of these things have in common using a microphone, whether it be for your hobby, whether it be podcasting for fun, whether it be maybe speaking on a mic at a local event, or whether it be your professional use, a professional broadcaster, a professional podcaster, or maybe your voice is actually your skill rather than your personality, if you forgive me. So your personality is likely to be coming to the fore if you are a broadcaster, if you're a radio presenter, a DJ, something like that, and maybe a podcaster too, whereas it's probably more a focus on your voice rather than your personality if you're in a voiceover studio, because of course usually you're doing characterizations, either because of gaming, animation, characters, that kind of thing, could be in an audiobook, or you're trying to be somebody else to target a particular niche of an audience to whom you are selling a concept, a brand, an idea, that kind of thing. We've spoken about that over the course of the last several months here on Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. Welcome to today's show. So, as I say, whether it's script reading or ad-libbing, everything is here over the course of these short daily podcasts. Today, speed reading. Yeah, with commercial reads especially, you often have to be able to talk to time, and that may mean talking faster than you usually do. But this can often lead to getting tongue-tied and the almost inevitable slips and trips and the subsequent loss of confidence and increased time in the studio as you record take after take. So that is what we're going to be looking at over the next couple of days. And also that involves talking to time as well and how you practice talking to time. So if somebody says to you, actually, you know, 32 seconds there, we want it down to 29. How do you internally practice that and then get it right on the day? And it is a little bit of an art. You are going to have to practice it. You won't be able to get it straight off. It's going to be a very, very experienced and special person who can read a script and who is asked to do it in 29 seconds, who can get it down to 29 seconds in the first one or two reads. And as I say, all that has a knock-on effect, because if you read too fast with a script that you're unfamiliar with, that can lead to verbal trips and slips. So we're going to be looking at how you recover from tripping up verbally when you're reading a script or when you're ad-libbing. We'll do that in a couple of days as well. And also we're going to be looking at what leads on from slips and trips, and that could be corpsing, bursting out in laughter, not being able to control your natural reaction to something funny happening in the studio. So how do you cope with that kind of situation as well, coming in the next couple of 3 days? All right here on Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.